The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, women in Ireland need to work 8 years longer than men to achieve the same pension pot at retirement. That's according to new research by Irish Life. How can this persistent inequality be addressed, and what steps can be taken to close the gap? Well, to give us the details, Shane O'Farrell, Director of Employer Solutions at Irish Life. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, just thinking about this, if women are paid lower than men because of the gender pay gap and their pension contributions are proportionate to their pay,
yes,
of course they'll have less at the end.
Yes, of course, Pat. So delighted to be with you this morning to talk about the latest research from Irish Life into the financial health of the nation. So what we've done here is we've looked at a very large book of 130,000 customers. These are members of defined contribution pension plans.
Yep.
These are the type of plans where employees contribute in order to give the individuals a good, comfortable
retirement. And are you allowed under GDPR to look at this?
Well, it's all done on an anonymized basis, Pat,
okay.
So it's macro picture. And we believe this is broadly representative of private sector Ireland in total. So we're talking about
So you were able to look at the gender, look at males and female workers.
Absolutely.
And see what they were doing in terms of pension.
So we're able to look at 130,000 people across all of small to large employers in Ireland, look at what the prospects are for the men and women in respect of the pension outlook that they have. And the results that we showed that the women would have to work for an additional 8 years based on current trends to catch up with their male colleagues.
Now, I mentioned the pay gap, and obviously if your pension contribution is proportionate to your pay, if you're being paid less, you'll have less pension at the end. But there's something else as well.
Yeah, there is an extra feature. So there's two primary causes for this. One is that kind of pay differential, which you've mentioned, which is well documented and well known. We saw a 22% difference between male and female pay rates per year of work in the companies we were looking at. But then there's also an extra feature where women actually contribute for considerably fewer years. Women, on average, contribute for 6 less years than their male colleagues in respect of working. And largely this is due to historical social factors such as caring and maternity leave and so on. And I suppose the reason we're highlighting this, we want to bring solutions to this, is individuals sometimes are unaware that during those times of break from service, they don't get contributions. Neither they nor their employer are typically contributing.
So if a man and a woman enter employment on the very same day and then the woman takes time out for caring, be it children or an aging parent, and then they retire on the same day, they turn 65, 66, whatever it might be.
Yes.
And what did you get, John? Well, I'm getting a pension of X. Well, my pension is X minus.
Exactly.
Why?
So
and then they realise when they look back.
They realise when they look back that they've missed the opportunity to make up, catch up for those years. So the women would be coming out with 36% lower than the male colleagues who started on the same day. The research shows that men and women tend to earn the same when they first join companies, age 20 and so on. Then there's a kind of a divergence of profile of salaries in their 30s and 40s, peaking in their age.
Do we have any information as to whether women who don't leave the workforce to have families, do they keep up with their male counterparts?
Yeah, there was some good research on this recently, and they tend to map more closely with their male colleagues. So
okay, so there's no discrimination on the basis of gender if people don't take time out. But you lose your position on the greasy pole when you opt out for a couple of years.
Yeah, so what we're coming through in the data is women are missing out in those years of service. And then when they rejoin the employer scheme, sometimes they're rejoining at the same salary as they had before. So they're kind of missing out in those level of contribution.
And also they miss opportunities because often, whether we like it or not, jobs are given out on an age basis. And suddenly you're the older worker coming back and there's a young graduate coming in who's maybe cheaper and will get the big job.
Yeah. Well, I think many modern employers, that they are very conscious of this and they're trying to say, well, we need to have a diverse workforce and we need to have both younger and older people contributing and so on. And they're very conscious about the need to have different types of approaches to problems. So we are seeing employers adopting a more kind of, a less traditional approach in respect to that. But what's coming through then is many people, when they come towards retirement, they've missed the opportunity to take corrective action. So we're saying there are a number of different solutions here whereby
Solutions then.
Yeah, absolutely. So the solutions is 3 levels of solutions. Firstly, I think the state has a role to play. So we're all aware of, or many people are aware of, the new auto-enrollment plan, which has been brought in respect to the state.
Yeah.
So one of the solutions in respect to this age gap is that women can make and employers can make those top-up contributions called AVCs, which is like ways of catching up on missing years. And we say the government should change their plans in respect of auto-enrollment to allow that catch-up contributions to be
permissible. So AVCs, you might be in the company pension fund and you don't qualify for auto-enrollment at the moment, you're saying that this auto-enrollment might apply to AVCs, additional voluntary contributions.
Well, the government is bringing in the auto-enrollment plan, which will bring 800,000 people into the pensions net, which is a really positive thing. But at the moment, there's no ability within auto-enrollment to make those additional contributions. So people who are currently in those defined contribution schemes, which we have, they have the ability to make AVCs
on their own
or additional contributions on their own bat. And that's one of the solutions here. There's also a role for employers to play. So employers have a couple of roles. One is education and engagement with employees to make sure employees are well aware of the position that as regards their pension. And also some employers have made a decision to pay extra contributions, catch-up contributions in respect of women.
But the AVCs, that's just your own money. The employer does not match your AVC, isn't that right?
On some schemes, there actually are plans where the employers will match additional contributions.
But normally you're left on your own.
Sometimes you are. Now, the state will contribute as well, so you have a tax relief mechanism which reduces the costs. So there are kind of, you know, some... Now, having said that, you know, everyone has to assess their own financial health, whether this is something they can afford or not, and what's in the best, you know, what's in their best long-term interest.
Okay, but your main mission today is to alert women to the fact that they may think they have equality in the workplace, they've managed finally to get equal pay, but then it turns out they may not have equal pension.
Absolutely. There's a kind of a gender pensions gap out there that women need to be alert to and need to take some action in respect of. And we're seeing some interesting statistics in regards actually engagement with platforms. So we have kind of technical platforms where individuals can go in and engage with their platform. We're seeing some sort of like men are more likely to log into those platforms. They're more likely to kind of activate their accounts and so on, which speaks to kind of a sense of men are more engaged in the financial side of it. Interestingly, there was one area where we found women were actually more engaged and more likely to take positive action. That was in respect of nominating beneficiaries in respect of if the worst was to come, women were more likely to go in to say, you know, I want my fund to be paid to X in the event of worst come.
Finally, I should ask you about the public sector.
Yes.
Your research is based on the private contributions.
Yes.
Does the public sector look out for this pension gap?
There's a smaller pay gap in the public sector because there's different profile of employment. And there still is likely to be those features in respect of missing years. And again, public servants can also make AVCs to make up for those gaps. So it is not something uniquely in the private sector. Well, that's what we focus the report on today.
So your main message is have a look at it, work it out. Can you afford the extra contributions and do it as early as you can to make up for those lost years?
Absolutely. Yeah. Take action now.
All right, Shane, thank you very much. Shane O'Farrell is Director of Employer Solutions at Irish Life, which conducted that research.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.